Hey, old-time radio lovers, welcome to a brand new feature at podshow.com. The old-time radio network is now on the air, and hey, we're only going to get bigger and better. 9 great channels include adventure, comedy, drama, and mystery, detectives, suspense, thrillers, and westerns, and of course, sci-fi. So stop by often, subscribe to the feed, and you too can enjoy the golden age of radio before TV was. The old-time radio network, where the oldies are still young.
Do you realize that next Thursday is Thanksgiving?
I sure do.
Boy, those days and months really roll around, don't they? The holidays sneak up on you before you realize it.
Oh, I realized it all right. In fact, I have a little Thanksgiving hint to housewives already.
Well, good. Let's hear it.
Well, if you want a really delicious Thanksgiving treat, go to your grocer and ask for Heinz plum pudding or Heinz fig pudding. How's that?
Well, the idea, of course, is wonderful. But personally, I think it's just too direct. See, you've got to be tricky nowadays. Like, oh, we have Heinz plum pudding and Heinz fig pudding. If you don't give a fig for the plum pudding, I'm sure you'll go plum crazy over the fig pudding. On the other hand...
good because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine food for 80 years, present the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Let's look in at the Nelson family. It's just a little past noon, and the table is set for lunch. I don't see anybody around, though. Oh, yes, there's Harriet. And just in time to answer the phone, too.
Hello?
Hello, dear. It's Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. How are you?
Just fine, dear. How are the boys?
Oh, they're fine, thanks.
And Ozzie?
Oh, he's fine, too. No, Mother, you called me.
Oh, how silly of me. Of course I did. Now let me think. What in the world was it I was calling you about? I better call you back later, dear.
Oh, that's okay, Mother.
Well, you probably got lunch already, and I don't want to hold up production.
No, you're not at all.
Well, I know how absolutely famished two growing boys get around lunchtime. Well,
they're so absolutely famished that I've been holding up lunch for them for 20 minutes.
Oh?
I don't know what's the matter with them. They were late coming home from school yesterday, too.
Well, don't worry about their eating. They probably stopped off for a chocolate malt or something. Oh, my goodness, what am I saying?
I don't know, but it sounds like treason.
Well, they'll probably come scattering home any minute now, so I better hang up. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, wait a minute, Mother. You haven't told me what you called about yet.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Shall I call you back later?
Oh, I remember what it was now. I promised Catherine Thornberry I'd remind you of the committee meeting at the Women's Club tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Catherine said to please try and think up some unusual way to make money for the Thanksgiving basket.
Okay, Mother, I'll try and figure out something.
That's nice. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mother. Oh, hello, dear. When'd you get in?
I just arrived.
Poor Mother. She called me up especially to tell me something and then couldn't remember what it was.
Well, I must admit I've done that a couple of times myself.
Oh, she finally remembered that she was calling me about the meeting tomorrow afternoon, so I just didn't have the heart to tell her.
Tell her what?
She phoned me about that last night.
We're all a little forgetful now and then.
Well, I guess it must run in the family. I've had lunch ready for half an hour, and the boys haven't shown up yet.
Oh, that's strange. I'm getting pretty hungry, too.
Me too, boy. Hi, Mom.
Oh,
Mom.
There you are.
Where in the world have you two guys been?
I told you she'd be mad.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. I told you she'd be mad.
You mean I told you?
I don't know what I mean, and I don't mean you told me. I mean I told you.
Well, I don't care who told who. You're right.
See, I told you.
You mean I told you?
All right, now, enough of that. Where have you guys been?
We were just downtown.
Why didn't you come home when you were supposed to?
We couldn't, Mom. We were helping some men dig a hole.
Where's this?
Oh, they're digging the foundation for a building down on Main Street. It's a pretty big one, too.
Pretty big? Heck, I'll bet you it's as big as Lake Tachapuku.
Say that again.
I'm not so sure I can.
I hope you weren't getting in the way.
Heck no, Ricky was supervising the job.
The man let me wear his hat.
Oh, that's nice.
You ought to see this big ditch they're building, Mom.
I think I can forego the pleasure.
It's really pretty interesting, Mom.
Well, what about your lunch?
That can be pretty interesting, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Your mother's just a little annoyed because you fellas kept her waiting so long, and I think she's right.
I'm sorry, Mom. We just forgot all about the time.
It just slipped by before we knew it.
Don't they have any clocks down there?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we tried not to look at them.
That's just about the size of it, I guess.
Yeah, if you guys keep track of the time.
We will, Pop.
You ought to see the neat machines they have there, Pop. Steam shovels, drills, bulldozers.
Yeah, I know those things can be pretty fascinating. I used to watch them when I was a kid.
Did they have digging machines back in those days?
Sure, they had such modern conveniences as the stone axe and the spear. Oh, that's okay.
Well, come on now, let's get to work on this food. Lunch is ready.
Oh, swell. Come on, Ricky.
No thanks, Mom. I'm not very hungry.
Not hungry?
That surprises you?
I should say it does.
Doesn't surprise me.
Keep quiet, David.
What is this all about, anyway?
Remember I told you how nice that man down there was?
What about it?
He gave me a roast beef sandwich at lunch.
Oh, no. That was all, I hope.
Not quite.
What else did you eat, for goodness sakes?
Just a half a piece of chocolate cake, a piece of apple pie, and two bananas.
Oh, Ricky, you shouldn't have done such a thing.
He insisted, so it seemed like the polite thing to do.
Poor guy, he couldn't have had much lunch left for himself.
Oh, no, you should have seen him, Pop. He had enough there to feed an army.
Well, those working men need big lunches.
Hey, that reminds me. Don't forget you guys promised to help me rake those leaves out in front.
Oh, sure, Pa.
We'll do it right after lunch. I have to run down and get a new rake, but I'll be right back.
Are you going now?
Right after lunch. Won't take me a minute.
Well, suppose you fellas go up and wash your hands before eating. And look at all that mud you've tracked in here, Ricky.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You're covered with mud from the ankles down. You take off those shoes this minute.
Heck, my shoes are outside. These are my socks.
Come on, Ricky, wash your hands.
I don't have to wash them, do I, Mom? I'm not going to eat.
Of course not, dear.
Oh, boy.
I want you to go upstairs, run the water in the tub, and take a good hot bath.
I had to open my big mouth.
Thorny.
What's the big hurry, Canary?
I'm just getting a little exercise. There's nothing like a brisk walk to make you healthy and strong.
Which brings up an interesting point. How come a guy who's supposed to be so strong can't even carry a tune?
Oh, I tell you, you sure get off some good ones, boy.
Oh, it was really nothing.
Okay, Thorny, you win.
What are you doing downtown, anyway?
I came down to buy a new rake.
Don't tell me you're going to rake those leaves off your front lawn.
You'll be happy to hear that I am.
Well, a fine friend you turned out to be.
What's the matter? Are you sore because you'll have to rake up the rest of your leaves, too?
Not only that, but now I won't have any place to dump them.
Oh. That's a shame, Thorny. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy. What's the big hurry?
Well, David and Ricky are waiting for me at home. They're going to give me a hand with the leaves.
Well, that can wait a few minutes. Come on, walk down this street with me. They're breaking ground for a new building.
No, I have to get to the hardware store.
It's right on the way, Oz. Come on, it's quite a sight.
So I've heard. Boys were down there all morning supervising the job.
Yeah, my boy Will was there, too.
Poor workmen must have really had their hands full.
Yeah. Will came home with his feet covered with mud and his mouth covered with chocolate layer cake.
Isn't it amazing how kids can waste away a whole morning just standing around watching a silly thing like a steam shovel?
Isn't it the truth?
How far is this?
Just a couple of blocks. Boy, that's some size steam shovel.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen bigger in my day.
That's a pretty big one, Oz. Especially if you get over close to it. Follow for a second.
No, I really have to go, Thorny. The boys are waiting.
Just for a second, Oz. I hear they have one of those tremendous bulldozers here, too.
Well,
look at the size of this, will you, Oz? Come over here.
Be careful there, bud.
Who, me?
Now, I know you want to help and all that, but we have to be very careful.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Now, he has a very hard head.
That's what I'm afraid of. These are very delicate machines.
They don't sound very friendly to me.
Oh, nonsense. They love to have people around so they can put on a show. I'm the one who gets a little out of hand now and then.
Well, just as long as one of those automatic man killers doesn't get out of hand, I'll be happy. Those things are really dangerous.
You say something, Thorny?
It wasn't important. Come on.
Just a second. Hey, doesn't that shovel seem to be dropping quite a bit of dirt?
Yeah. Hey, what about that?
You talking to me?
My friend here was just wondering about the shovel.
Well, if you'll step into my office, I'll be glad to let you have a little booklet. It'll answer all your questions. Now, here's one case where you're actually talking to the guy who wrote the book.
No, no, thanks. That's very nice, but...
Well, we really can't stay, can we, Oz?
No, we really can't. I'm in quite a hurry.
Well, okay, gents.
We really have to hurry along, don't we, Oz?
Well,
okay, I don't mind you standing around watching, but I just want you to know one thing. I'm all out of lunch.
In just a moment. If there's ever been a big construction job in your neighborhood, then you know what Harriet Nelson's going through. The steam shovels and jackhammers seem to have a magnetic attraction that causes cold lunches at home and tardy marks at school. However, children aren't the only guilty ones in this case. At 1:30, Ozzie Nelson left the house to buy a garden rake. It's now almost 4:30 and still not a sign of him.
Pop doesn't get home pretty soon, it'll be too late to clean up the yard.
That's just what I was thinking.
It won't hurt my feelings, boy.
Well, what's the difference? You'll still have it to do tomorrow.
Golly, 3 hours to buy a rake. Pop must be awful choosy.
Well, I'm sure he hasn't spent all this time shopping for a rake.
Wonder where he is.
Well, he'd better not be where I think he is.
You don't suppose he had an accident?
Yeah, those steam shovels are pretty dangerous.
Ricky, quiet.
It's all right, David. I think he's down there, too.
Do you want us to go look for him?
Please don't. I'd probably end up eating dinner alone.
Oh, we wouldn't do that to you, Mom.
They stop work at 5:30.
Maybe that's Pop.
I certainly hope so. Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Catherine Thornberry.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Well, I just wondered if you'd gotten any brilliant ideas for the Thanksgiving baskets. I've drawn a complete blank myself.
No, I'm afraid not, Catherine. I've been so busy trying to keep track of my family, I really haven't had a chance to give it much thought.
Oh? What have Ozzie and the boys been doing?
Well, it's this construction work that's going on downtown. The boys spent all morning watching it, and I think Ozzie's spending the afternoon there.
Well, if it's any comfort, Harriet, you've got a buddy. That husband of mine is a sidewalk superintendent, too. At least that's what he calls himself. I have a better word for him, though.
Well, personally, I don't see what the big attraction is.
I guess it's just the idea of watching somebody else work.
Yes, could be.
Of course, that's nothing new for Thorny. He does that at home.
Well, it must be terribly interesting. Ozzie's been gone for 3 hours.
Same thing with Thorny. He keeps that curbstone so warm it ought to hatch. And Clara Randolph tells me Joe's been practically all week there.
Sounds like an epidemic or something.
Well, you're not kidding. Mary Henderson says she's thinking of suing Charlie for divorce and naming the steam shovel as correspondent.
I guess we gals will have to organize or something. I guess that's something to look forward to.
Well, if you get any ideas for the Thanksgiving baskets, give me a ring, because we need the money and it's a worthy cause.
Okay, Catherine, I'll do my best.
Well, thanks a lot, Harriet. Goodbye.
Bye.
Harriet?
Well, hello, stranger.
Look, I got the rake.
Good for you.
I know I'm a little late, dear, and it's all Thorny's fault. Has he called you?
What for?
To apologize for making me so late. He was going to call.
Well, he hasn't.
Fine thing. Okay, then I won't call his wife either.
Just tell me one thing. How can a simple job like buying a garden rake take you 3 hours?
Well?
In other words, where have you been?
Believe me, dear, I wanted to leave the bar a long time ago, but Thorny kept insisting we have one more drink and one more drink. Well, then we met a couple of girls and started dancing with them.
Oh, no, you're not getting out of it that easily. You were downtown watching the steam shovel.
Okay, I admit it. But we really didn't mean to stay so long. I had no idea it was getting so late.
You had your watch with you.
Well, yes, I know, but on a big job like that, you don't want to be a clock watcher.
What about the front yard?
Now, Harriet, I have every intention of cleaning up the yard. I'll get at it first thing in the morning.
Why not get at it right now? You still have time.
Well, I'm kind of tired. I've been on my feet all afternoon. It's impossible to find a place to sit down with so many people hanging around.
You wonder how they find time to waste, don't you?
No, honestly, I'll do it the first thing in the morning. Oh, boy. Quite a day.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter?
You've got mud all over your shoes and on your pants.
Oh, well, there must have been a new man on the job today. He was running one of those scoop shovels and he kept dropping dirt on people. Think he'd be a little more careful.
Well, try not to track it all through the house. Hi, Pop.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Hey, where you been?
Downtown, David. I met Mr. Thornberry and we went for kind of a long walk.
Aren't those steam shovels neat?
Yes, they're very interesting, Ricky. I can understand why you boys spent so much time down there.
You were watching them too, huh, Pop?
Well, yes, we did stop off for a little while. See, the road was blocked off.
Blocked off by what? Your father and Mr. Thornberry.
No, honestly, Harriet, there are a lot of signs in the street. Danger, excavation, no trespassing, do not enter. Naturally, we had to go in and see what was happening.
What about the signs?
Oh, we climbed over them.
I thought they said no trespassing and do not enter.
Well, that was just to keep the kids away. I'm sure they didn't mean us.
I understand they're going to be working down there tomorrow.
They are?
Well, you're going to be working, too.
But Harriet...
Well, if you fellas had done the yard work today...
We were waiting for Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I had to buy a steam shovel. A garden rake. Now, look, Harriet, they don't put up a new building very often.
Well, thank goodness for that.
No, I mean, it's a big occasion for the boys. They go to school all week long, and... Well, I think we ought to make an exception this time.
I think so, too. Well, I don't mind, Ozzie, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. Why should I?
Means you'll have to clean up the yard by yourself.
If Pop doesn't mind.
No, just a minute.
Who's all right, David?
Pop's all right.
No, boys, I don't think it's very wise to let the boys go down there by themselves. Somebody ought to go along and keep an eye on them.
Don't worry, Pop. I'll keep an eye on David.
I'll keep an eye on Ricky.
Sounds like a good solution.
No, Harry, it's very dangerous around there.
We'll be careful.
Oh, you think you'll be careful, but I know kids. You move closer to get a better view. Your mind is not what you're doing. First thing you know, you're standing right under the machinery. That's how people get hurt.
And get mud all over their clothes.
Harry, if the man was simply careless, and that's another reason I don't want the boys going down there alone.
We'll keep out of the way, Pop.
Well, I'd better go along just to make sure that you do. Don't you think so, dear?
I guess I would feel much better. Besides, I just thought of a neat idea.
Of course you'll feel better if you know that I'm there to watch the boys.
I'll feel better knowing that the boys are there to watch you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm getting used to it. What'd the kid look like?
No. It isn't that. I'm sure you're terribly busy, but I think you'll be interested in what I have to say.
What's that?
Well, my two boys have been coming down here to watch you work.
Lady, I'd like to meet the mother whose kids haven't been coming down here. Believe me, I'm beginning to feel like Hopalong Cassidy.
It must be a big nuisance.
Well, it's really the older kids that give us the most trouble.
The older kids?
Yeah, the ones between 35 and 75.
I have one of those, too.
Of course, I don't mind having an audience. I guess we've all got a little ham in us, but it's slowing up work. We put signs in the street, and people just climb over them.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The women have quite a problem, too, especially men coming home covered with dirt.
Oh, that's Louie's fault. He gets kind of tired of warning people to stay away from the scoop. Every now and then when somebody gets too close, he accidentally spills a little dirt on them. They usually get the hint.
Well, I have an idea that may help us both. Would you care to hear it?
Lady, like the cornstalk said, I'm all ears. And let's face it, I'm a little corny, too.
Come on, let's hurry, Pop.
Now, take it easy, Ricky. They'll be working all day.
We want to get a good place to stay.
Awful lot of kids come down here.
An awful lot of grown-ups, too.
Well, I'm only coming along to keep an eye on you boys.
Oh, sure, Pop.
Want me to carry the folding chair for a while?
No, thanks, David. You can carry the thermos bottle, though. And careful with those binoculars, Ricky.
Gee, it's getting kind of cold.
Yeah, I'm glad we have this lap robe.
Hey, look at all the people. Holy smokes, we won't be able to see anything.
Hey, there is quite a crowd. Just follow me, boys.
Gee, when do people ever stay home?
Hey, Pop, look, there's a grandstand.
Well, I'll be darned.
And there's a big sign.
Yeah. Welcome, sidewalk superintendents.
That's us.
Boy, this is swell. We can sit down and watch them.
I wonder who ever thought that up.
Come on, Pop, let's get a seat.
Oh, hi, Ozzie.
Hello, boy.
Hello, Mrs. Strawberry.
Well, hello, Catherine. What are you doing down here?
I'm selling the tickets.
Tickets? Tickets for what?
Well, to sit in the grandstand.
You mean we have to pay?
You sure do. 25 cents for adults and 10 cents for kids. The money goes to buy Thanksgiving baskets. Isn't that a wonderful idea?
Hey, that's not bad at all.
Well, Harriet thought of it. If you husbands are going to neglect us wives, then you're going to pay for it.
Okay, it's 45 cents. Here you are.
Thanks, Ozzie. And if there's anything that you don't understand, just call me.
Yeah, I'll do that. Come on, fellas.
Wow.
Coming through. Pardon me. May I get through here? Come on, fellas.
What's
the regular show.
Hey, look who's the master ceremony.
Why, it's Mr. Thunder.
Ladies and gentlemen. For our first attraction on today's program, I'd like to present that well-known jackhammerist, Lefty Callahan, who has just finished a very successful tour with the Seven Counties Gas Company. He is Lefty Callahan. Naturally, he uses a left-handed jackhammer. Take it away, Lefty.
Hey, now all we need is somebody selling hot dogs and cokes.
Hey, you've got that too. Look, Pop.
Harriet.
Hot dogs, soda pop, rice, cream of tomato soup. Get them now, folks. You can't enjoy the excavation on an empty stomach.
Don't be such a dope.
I just wish I had known, boy.
It was still fun watching him.
Not for me.
Oh, cut it out.
You should have told us.
What difference does it make?
Plenty to me. I wouldn't have wasted my time.
Hey, what's the big discussion?
Ricky just found out what they're building downtown.
What a jip. What a waste of time.
What are they building?
A brand new school.
Hines Company, and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, Hines soups are condensed. You get twice as much soup by adding an equal part of milk or water.
That suits me fine.
Me too. I like a lot, boy.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, John Brown, Lorene Tuttle, Barbara Nelson, Herb Vigran, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
So long, folks. This is Ozzie saying goodnight to the four Nelsons and the 57th Bride.
Be sure and head your Thanksgiving shopping list with traditional desserts by Hines. Serve Hines plum pudding packed with raisins, currants, citron, and other richly spiced delicacies. Maybe you'd prefer fluffy Heinz fig pudding. And remember Heinz mincemeat for the pie. Heinz holiday desserts are fully prepared, of course.
Now a listening reminder. Stay tuned for drama and suspense on Mr. District Attorney. This program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.